Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody. We are coming to you live from New York.
Nope.
Okay, let me try that again. Hey, everybody. We're coming to you live from Palm Springs.
Gay Mecca.
Is Palm Springs known for gayness?
Oh, no, not at all. I don't know where you would get that.
Because we're both here.
Palm Springs is known for its gay... Actually, who am I, Tim?
Okay. The person that I'm talking to... Oh, my name's Tim Murdoch. Thank you for listening to Happy Horror Time. You're in the right place doing the right thing right now, so I applaud you.
You are. And if you're not listening, you're missing out.
Well, I still didn't introduce you yet.
Yeah, who am I?
Okay.
It's a new co-host.
It's actually the exact same one. This is our 11th podcast. This is Matt Emmert, friend, confidant,
partner,
lawyer.
But partner, but not like lover partner. Partner like we do shit together.
Yeah.
We are actually in lovely Palm Springs, except that it's cloudy right now, which is why we're in here doing a podcast yeah. Versus laying at the pool.
I mean, I was going to lay by the pool, but when we parked, it was like all women.
Ew!
I know.
Well, let's just be honest. We're not at the greatest hotel. We kind of we were only going to come up here for one.
But we were only going
to come up here for one night, and then we at the last minute decided we wanted to come up here another night. So we got like a cheap hotel, and we're here, and we're paying for it.
I mean, the view's kind of pretty.
Oh yeah, if you like looking at dirt and leaves.
And I see a beautiful mountain. I see a bird.
We were welcomed by a nice little dead bug on the floor when we got into the bathroom.
I took care of it.
Tim did.
Matt is a.
No, it was dead. I would have taken care of it.
I'm kidding.
But you were using the bathroom.
I actually was going to call the front desk and just have them come.
Excuse me. There's a dead bug on the floor.
I would never do that. Those girls were actually sweet.
They were, but the Wi-Fi sucks here.
Oh,
we're giving
God.
It a great Yelp review.
You know what?
Actually, TripAdvisor. Well, what would you... No, TripAdvisor.
I have only done one Yelp review.
On what?
It was for a nail salon.
Where was it really bad, right?
No, it was great.
Oh, see, that's
she
the thing. People
do
only do
sure.
reviews. Like, I feel like I've only done reviews when I've either really loved a place or really hated
I don't,
the place.
I don't want to spread hate and negativity.
But you're actually helping people know that they don't have to deal. Like, if you're, it's not bad if you're telling
right.
someone that they like preventing them from like dealing with a miserable
you're
company.
Doing a, you're doing someone.
You're
a
doing
service.
A good deed. You're doing a solid.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
solid.
God. Oh, God.
So. Tim, what have you been up to lately?
Matt, let me just say.
That sounds like a question that's as planted as, like, the hills. When it comes on, they say, so what did you think of Audrina's party last night?
The Housewives, when they go on a trip, they're like, hey, you know, we've never been to Ireland. Let's all go to Ireland. Even though they're contractually
exactly.
obligated.
But you know how, like, you know the producers set them up and start the scene by saying, okay, talk about this. It's
right,
like,
right.
So Tim, what have you been up to
please
lately?
Don't break the fourth wall because I believe it's all real.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So what have you been up to lately,
Matt,
Tim?
I'm still on a high from our premiere on March 24th. And today's what? Today's
April 5th. April 5th,
today's
yeah.
April 5th?
Today is April 5th.
Wow. So I'm still riding on a high from our premiere. We worked hard on our movie called Come In.
Yes, if anybody didn't listen to the last podcast, which was a couple weeks ago, but I know everyone's listening
to
it.
All three of you, thank you.
Tim and I made a horror short film that involves gay characters. It's like basically like a 70s, 80s slasher film related to like sort of kind of like an homage to some of the films that we loved growing up. But it has a modern story related to how easily people are lured places by apps and the promise of hookups and stuff. So it involves gay characters. Tim and I are both in it. I directed it. We also had a lot of people involved, and we just finished it and rented
out. I want to thank all those people that are not listening to our podcast. Thank you.
That everybody in the world is not listening.
Well, exactly. But I mean, I wonder if anyone in our cast or crew.
I hope
they love Happy War Time.
Jacob would be listening.
He's your boyfriend.
Yeah, I the only person I can force to listen to this is my boyfriend. But
he actually listens to podcasts, so I don't know.
He does
if it's
love
forcing.
Podcasts. So well, I mean, but I think he'd still listen even if he didn't like podcasts.
Because you
like,
know,
support
I know that he's in love with me, so
definitely. It's been a problem throughout our entire relationship.
He looks at me, and I'm like, you know what?
It's true. And I told him we had to have a talk. I was like, stop looking at
told
him like that.
Aside.
Stop undressing him with your eyes. No. Anyway, but just so people know, because most of these people who are listening, all eight of you,
yes,
did not come.
Thank you.
We rented out a small black box theater, and we did a screening of the film just for like cast and crew and good friends. But it was
red
so
carpet.
Much fun. We made it like, this was just like, you know, Tim and I doing for, it was a passion project. So we wanted to make it fun. So we got, our good friend Chris made a step and repeat with our, and posters on it and, or sorry, our logo on it. And then we had the poster for the film, which is designed by my coworker Rufino. And we had a red carpet and we had pictures and then we had champagne and like balloons, decorations and, we had a panel after we screened the film, which is 15 minutes long. We did
in 11
a panel,
seconds.
15 minutes, 11 seconds. And mm-hmm. we had a panel with the cast and the main crew. So we made it like a whole little evening. Everybody dressed up. It was actually really fucking fun.
Yeah. So the part where I got emotional was, is like I was supposed to introduce Matt. I get up there and my eyes start watering with my one broke tear.
With your one broke... You just sound like you said one broke tear.
My one
yo, tear is broke.
It's a broke-ass tear.
Yo, tear is broke.
No, I got emotional because it was just like, it was this moment that I've always wanted.
It was a moment like this.
A moment, color clock song.
No, it was actually really cute. Tim got emotional because Tim's usually a comedic guy and he was going to go up there and do like something fun and then introduce me and then I was going to talk about the film and introduce it. So I was just like, yeah, just do because Tim does comedy all the time and instead of going up there and telling jokes, he starts crying.
You know, I tried to pull it together. It was a happy tear.
It was a happy tear. Well, so it was very nice though. It was sweet.
Thank
you. Could tell that it mattered to you, and that's I think everybody could see
well,
that.
It was
emotional.
For both of us, horror films have been a huge part of our lives. So.
Yeah, and we've never thought that we'd be able to make one. And it's funny because what we learned from this, even though this was only a short, it felt like. I mean, it took a huge amount of time to do it, but the good news is
it's done.
Is that it is done, and we submitted it to 29 film festivals. 29, because of the four.
Okay.
All horror film festivals or LGBT film festivals, because we're a horror film with LGBT characters. But so we'll keep people posted because if there's any screenings like in LA or in we submitted to places other than LA like New York and
San
Francisco. Your bedroom. I'd like to come into your bed. What? No. Too
what?
Much? Too much?
I mean, the title's a little suggestive.
But I mean, it's all about luring someone into a vacant house.
No, I get it. But
if you
watch any TV or movie and watch how much people's like, come in. It's constant.
But when you see the film, you'll know why it's called Come In. Like, there's a reason for it. But yeah, of course, being a gay film, you can joke so much with Come In. I've heard every joke, so don't even start spelling it C-U-M, everyone. I know,
blah, blah. I will absolutely laugh.
Heard all the fucking jokes. No, but I think, and we were both really proud with it, because it wasn't just, you know, when you say like, oh yeah, we just made a short film, like it's our first timers, you think shit, right? But we had some quality people working on this.
I think everyone worked on it like they were working at Paramount. And so I want to thank everyone for doing that.
Well,
we
just funded this ourselves. So everybody worked for nothing. We had to use our money for the things that we couldn't get for free, like supplies and equipment and stuff for the shoot and everything. But everyone put their all into it like it was a real paid gig for a big studio and worked so hard and we couldn't be more grateful. So
I second everything you just said.
I third it. But
I fifth it.
Yeah. Remember the title Come In and we'll keep people posted.
Yeah, and look for it if you like. I'm not saying
look for it on iTunes.
No, don't look for it on iTunes. No, but I mean like, you know, I don't want to get our hopes up, but I also want to get my hopes up. So it's a double-edged sword.
Like, the thing is, unfortunately, it's like people have asked me, like Facebook friends, like, where can I see it? Well, it's not like shorts aren't shown on like Amazon Video or Netflix. So it's only film festivals for now, and then we'll see what happens. But if we get into film festivals, we'll definitely promote that so people can see
it. Matt
and
I are submitting a group project to like get into college, so we could either get rejected
or it's true. Yeah, I guess it is like that. Literally, there's a site called Film Freeway where you submit and it keeps track and it says notification date, and you find out by that date if you got in. So it is like college. It's like, did I get in? And I mean, I can't even Lori Loughlin in and pay my way in.
I know, I wanted to Aunt Becky at hashtag Aunt Becky.
I just wanted to Aunt Becky my way. She should have taken a picture of us like doing crew, and then maybe they would have let us in.
Right, they're like, oh my god, they do crew, we should let them.
We
be
are
the
so
bus.
Timely and like current.
That's right.
Because
like in a year they'll be like, who's Aunt Becky?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, exactly. The three people.
I think anybody younger than 25 doesn't know who Aunt Becky is. No.
Really?
Wait, Fuller House.
Niece is turning 21 today. Happy birthday, Grace.
Grace?
Her name's Grace.
Is she amazing?
Yes. But wouldn't it be funny if she was really like clumsy and her name was Grace?
That's a good one.
Let's dive into our horror movies. Okay, the first film you want to do is Us?
Yes.
Okay, so Jordan Peele, the amazing Jordan Peele, who made Get Out, very good movie. We all rushed out to see Us. It was sold out.
I think a lot of people rushed out to see Us. Us.
Oh, I get it. What did it make, like $78 million the first
weekend? It came right. It didn't beat Halloween. It got 70 million because Halloween opening weekend 78.
That's pretty impressive.
Huge.
Halloween's 40 years old, and this movie's brand spanking new, and it has like, I guess it does have an Oscar winner.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, did he win it? Oh, yeah, he won for, Screenplay? I don't know. Since we spoil everything, let's just say this. The movie, you know, it's about, God, it's so hard to even say. It's basically
the, doppelgangers live under the ground.
It's doppelgangers.
Okay. You know what?
But doppelgangers can work. That's Tim's form of doppelganger. Let me just say this. We'll start from the first act sets up this movie really well,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I would say I wish the first 5 minutes was stronger.
Okay, so opening scene.
Not that
little
scary.
Kid,
not,
it's
not
Lupita
like
Nyong'o's, as a little kid, she gets separated from her parents and like a boardwalk carnival, goes into like a fun house of mirrors and, you know, makes contact with someone who looks just like her. This had the potential to be so fucking scary, and it just wasn't.
Fell flat.
It's just like, it had everything it needed, but it didn't do it. It's like where Scream did do it, this didn't. But then they set up the whole home invasion aspect, like where the family comes into it really
better.
Well.
That's when the movie, for me, kicked into high gear, and I was like, this is good.
When the family that you don't, I mean, you know it looks like them, the family. They come in, they're like, you know, they are terrorizing them. It's really fucking scary. But in true Jordan Peele fashion, he's not going to keep it as like just a regular home invasion movie. So goes into like huge explanations about the doppelgangers and where they came from, and it was a government experiment where they were cloning people who didn't have souls and who'd been living underground.
You gathered all that?
I mean, I heard it. I read some articles about it.
Okay, good.
Because
I was like, I didn't gather
it. It wasn't the easiest to understand, but so then it's like they explain stuff. Then they go back to like pure terror again with Elizabeth Moss's family and her family getting terrorized.
That was my favorite character. Was Elizabeth Moss was my favorite character, but it's hard.
She was
for me
pretty
to,
funny.
She was hilarious.
She was. I mean, they made her like this, like rich white elitist, like just like desperate housewife.
But funny, yes.
But funny. You know, talking about always drunk, of course, on wine, like stereotypical. You know, plastic surgery, like really funny.
And she
hates her husband. You know, the usual.
Her horrible children. Everything. About
I felt
her
like
horrible.
It was rich white housewife.
Very
like,
funnily. Funnily, is that a word?
Fun.
Most funny.
Funniest
written person in the movie.
She was a great character, but the thing is like, so then it goes back to Lupita Nyong'o's family again, and then when she, Lupita Nyong'o, runs into her doppelganger, there's a big twist, and sorry we spoil it, but basically the one you've thought is human was actually switched as a little kid in that opening scene, so she was living underground with all the, like, soulless clones this whole time, and she, you know, brought about this whole uprising where all the doppelgangers came up to kill their human counterparts. Yeah, and that's another thing. So, okay, when you're watching this, and I'm sorry, anybody who loved this movie cannot say they were not holding back a little bit of laughter when Lupita Nyong'o's character...
It's not just a little bit. It's like a whole monologue.
I felt like the whole... Well, I mean, I'm talking about how much people wanted to laugh. Because people in the theater laughed. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they were it was inappropriate laughter, maybe?
It was, and I get it. I read an article that said that she talked like that because she hadn't used her voice in, like, 30 years. And so it was a little rusty. But it was a little bit, but here's the thing. Jordan Peele's obviously a very smart, talented filmmaker and a great writer. He didn't need to do as much with it. Like you and me who love horror movies, all you could have said is there's a underground world of evil doppelgangers and they're coming out to kill people. And that's it.
Yeah. I didn't want all that explanation. And I actually feel, I don't want to say it killed the movie because it definitely didn't.
Killed.
It didn't. It just kind of. I was like, oh, it's leading up to something, it's leading up to something. But I almost wanted it to lead up to nothing because I feel like the nothing would be more scary.
Well, it is. The more you explain anything, it's like less scary. But the thing is that Jordan Peele's never going to make a simple movie. It's just not who he is. And that's fine. I respect that. But for simple people like us, we want, like, I don't know. The reason I like Halloween is because it's an escaped mental patient who had killed his sister as a kid. That's it.
Wearing a mask.
Yeah, wearing a mask. That's fucking scary. I don't need to understand his whole fucking background. I'm just going to fucking. No.
Oh, Matt.
But I get it. And also, so I read some articles where it's like, it's political. And it's like also even the living in the underground stood for like the underground slave trade or like the underground railroad. And there's other things it could have been and all this stuff. And again, he's genius for thinking of these ties and stuff, but sometimes less is more.
I agree. I wanted it to... I'm so sorry.
Oh, turn that off. So Tim has this annoying alarm thing. It goes off anytime someone's near his front door. So anyway, someone's near your front door.
Yeah, well, I'm not
which
there.
Which
is funny.
Palm Springs, I know, we're in Palm Springs, so rob them. No. Yeah, it's just like, you can't criticize this with Jordan Peele because he's never going to make a simple movie. Although I did think Get Out was a lot simpler.
I loved Get Out.
I loved it too. And so, yeah.
I don't know. The trailers, the music, the acting, everything's very, very strong.
Yeah, Lupita Nyong'o's great. Elizabeth Moss is great. The main guy, the kids were great, I thought.
Yeah.
They obviously wanted to have humor. And I mean, like when they're talking about their kill counts, like between the family, like,
Jokes.
There were. And it's like some people don't like that because it takes away. But I think it kind of cuts the tension. So I'm all for a little because we have a little bit of comedy in our horror show.
Right.
You need a little. You can't be scary every second.
I can. Just when I go out.
So then how would you rate this? If you had to rate it on two thumbs. You'd stick it.
I'd stick my thumb up my butt.
And call it a day.
I would say, great. Loved us. I liked it, so I guess I'd stick two thumbs up my butt.
Wait. You liked it. You just said, you know what, just fell apart and killed the movie. I liked it.
No, but here's the thing. Like, it wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be, but it's still up to, like, maybe the last 10 minutes. Everything I wanted.
I would do one thumb up and one thumb in your butt.
In my butt?
Your butt. Because, like, I liked it. Like you said, I didn't love it. To Get Out would have been two thumbs up, not in your butt, just up.
Yeah, right.
And but this is like a one thumber. But again, like the people I've talked to, some people loved it and some people hated
it. Yeah. I told you about my friend who walked out, right? Walked out.
I've only
walked out of one movie in my entire life.
Which movie?
Oh gosh. It starred Nick Nolte. And,
I Love Trouble with Julia Roberts.
No, I love that
Prince
movie.
Of
I actually
Tides
saw
with
that
Barbara Streisand.
I saw that movie once. If someone remembers, tweet me. It stars Nick Nolte. And
well, tell them what your Twitter handle is.
Oh, it's the Tim Murdoch.
The Tim Murdoch.
Yeah, because apparently there's another.
I don't do Twitter, so
you can.
I have a
Twitter
account, but like I don't use it.
Or you could just Instagram me. But it stars Nick Nolte and his daughter is an actress. But I think the reason I left is because we were like sophomores in high school and they were just like, we're bored. We want to go to the mall. So we left. But I mean, I probably could have stayed.
I've walked out of.
It was called I Love You. Tim, that's not it at all. Never mind.
What?
It was called I Love You Too Much.
It's not I Love Trouble.
I Love Trouble. Like he's a detective with Julia.
Oh.
This stars Nick Nolte and.
And Smurfs.
And Smurfs.
It was great. When he did the voice of Gargamel, it was great.
I love Gargamel.
I know. I mean, walking out's pretty harsh. I would never have done that with us. Like, I don't even think, even when I thought it was too much, I was never not...
I wasn't like, I'm disgusted.
Well, no,
with
no,
what
and
I'm
I was
seeing.
Also, I was still interested. Like, there was nothing that wasn't interesting about it. It was just like, wow. But did those people like Get Out? Or do you know that person?
You mean the, yes, they did love Get Out. So I guess.
So they got out. Ah!
They were like, I love Get Out so much, I'm just
And by the way,
out.
Do you know how many jokes with that? Because the name of our short is Come In.
Yeah.
So it's actually a prequel to Get Out.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Tim, Laughter. Fake laugh. Fake laugh. So us, okay, so we kind of liked it. It was great. You're going to probably love it or hate it. We were both someone in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Jordan Peele.
So there's another movie that we literally just saw yesterday, and it just came out officially today. It is called...
I Don't Want to Be Buried.
In a Pet. Spelled wrong, cemetery. Spelled S-E-M-A.
So here's the backstory on this movie real quick.
Before
we jump into the movie, Matt and I and Matt's boyfriend Jacob were all in the car, and I looked over to the right, and there was a hot guy.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, I was kind of saying, follow me to the movies. So we go to the movies. We go up the escalator. He's behind us in the escalator.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was, since I was the single one, I was staring. And then
just because I think Jacob and I.
No,
were
you're dead.
Once you're you can't look.
No, looking.
You're allowed to look, just not touch.
That's what she said. And then we get on the escalator. He's behind us.
Yeah.
We get in the concession line. He's behind us. And you know, I actually was going to be like, "What movie are you seeing?" But I couldn't do
it. No,
but
it doesn't end there. So then I went into the theater first. Tim is still getting concessions. So is Jacob. I go in. I go to sit in my seat. Right next to our seats, the hot guy.
Single, all by himself.
Hot guy. And I had one seat on one side and one seat on the other. So, of course, I was like, Tim, take the one next to the hot guy. And Jacob is on my other side.
So nice.
But, of course, no, I'm going to put Jacob next to the hot guy and you on the other side.
No.
But it really was weird because, I mean, we spotted him. He's behind us all the time. And I know he saw between the three of us, looking at him. But, he had gone to the movie by himself. And
it's 7 o'clock on a Friday night.
Thursday. Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Here's the thing. Look, you don't see a lot of movies on my own. I respect people who do. But here's the thing. The people I know who do see movies on their own, is it Pet Sematary?
I don't think that's a movie I'd want to see by myself.
No, maybe Carol.
I would see Carol by
myself. No, but it's like a drama on your own. But seeing a fun horror movie, but he was sitting there by himself and he was really hot.
This is what I created in my head. I mean, well, we were married in
my head. Not as hot as my boyfriend, of course.
No, God, no. But... maybe he just moved here and but my guess is he's trying to be an actor. Who the hell knows?
Of course. Anyone who's hot and lives in LA and doesn't have friends is an actor.
Right? That's absolutely true.
No.
Because they're so into themselves they can't possibly have friends.
No. What I meant is because a lot of those people moved here to act.
He's probably
so they probably don't know anybody yet. I don't mean people who've been here that are actors don't have friends. I mean that people who move out here just starting and really hot are probably actors because they're trying to make a career.
When I moved to New York,
we're trying to be an actor.
I was trying to be an actor.
And you had no friends when you first moved there.
No, I didn't. I wasn't even out, Matt.
Ew!
I know.
Wait. And people thought you were straight?
Yes. They were like, oh, here's my daughter.
And were they blind, deaf, and dumb?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Here's my
daughter. Guys, I'm straight. Here's my daughter.
Right, take her. And I saw a movie by myself. It was called Body Shots.
With Tara Reid and Jerry O'Connell, mm-hmm. where she shows her boobies?
Yes.
I just said boobies.
And truth be told, even more truths, I was the only person in the theater.
I mean, that truth I believe because I remember that movie. But the fact, so you had to sit there during sex scenes by yourself in a theater? That has to be awkward.
The whole thing was awkward.
Did you think about maybe having private time?
No. Okay. Absolutely not. God,
wait. Okay, so back
straight
to
people having
so
sex, boring.
Pet Sematary. We saw opening night, but opening night isn't even opening night anymore because it opens the night before opening.
Yeah.
So it's pre-opening night. We saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You go first because I don't. I mean,
okay. First off, the 1989 Pet Sematary. I loved it.
I did too. So that's the thing. It's hard not to compare. You can't not compare when it's been redone.
1989. It's now 30 years later.
Yeah.
Is it 30
years? Oh my God. I was like, wait. 30 years. Okay.
I remember the first one and I was actually genuinely scared.
Terrified as a kid at
sleepovers.
Yeah,
it's not when you watch it, but I think it leaves you with something
I watch it, I was telling you this last night, Zelda, the mom's sister, that part in the 1989 movie terrified me. And apparently it's played by a man with a wig because it's a really big, scary-looking woman whose spine is all messed up because she has multiple sclerosis or something. But that part specifically would terrify me at sleepovers.
I totally agree. In the 1981 one, it stuck with you. This one, they were trying to go the Jaws route and show it so little that you couldn't even...
Oh, the Zelda parts?
Yeah, the Zelda parts. I was like, it was almost too little. Give me a little more.
Just for the Zelda parts, because it really doesn't have to do with the main plot, but it's so integral, I guess, to the book and the movie. Like, in this one, the new one, she has some flashbacks, which I think are scary.
The flashbacks were good.
Of the death, and I don't know if the book, because I didn't read it, if she does die that way in the weird, food elevator. Yeah.
Because she really wanted to walk up there and fear.
So they would put her food up in a small elevator shaft, and she tried to get the food and fell down the elevator shaft. That's the way it was in the book, kudos that they stayed truer, because in the 1989 version, she chokes on food because the girl's not helping her.
That's right.
Which was scary as it was. Everything's scary. But what did you think of the movie overall?
I thought the two leading actors were awesome. John Lithgow. Everything was great. The only thing I did not like was...
The daughter at the end. They switched it. So, yeah, they did a big switcher. Everybody who knows this, the little toddler gets hit by the truck and, you know, he buries him and so he comes back. And there's something a little scary about a toddler who can't speak and just looks really fucking evil. But in this one, they kill the, like, 11-year-old or 9-year-old daughter.
Very good actress, so, but I was very...
Very good.
I was very... aware that I was watching a child actor.
Here's the thing. So when she comes back as like the evil version, it was just like a young girl talking low. Like they didn't do anything, so it wasn't scary.
Well, there was one part where they did something funky with her eyes. Like they're like,
oh, hey. Like one of her eyes looked like she had a lazy lip.
So what I was saying was they had her eye was like crooked and that was eerie.
And her hair was all messed up. Or there was like
dirty.
The thing is that look. You know the whole plot that there's the burial ground in the pet cemetery where if you bury someone, they come back to life, but they're like evil because it's an Indian burial ground. There's some, you know, whatever evil spirits there. But so they do the cat first. I thought the cat was done well. The cat comes back evil and whatever. But, and they had some setup scenes when they would set up in like the woods and things scary. But there were some scenes when the man was walking into the woods and you're hearing like the narration of the dead patient, and I remember the dead patient in the first one again being
much
really scary.
And
this one, he's like hearing a voice as he's walking through an obvious set with so much fog that it looks like you're in like a haunted house. So it was too much.
And
it was like too much.
It wasn't in the first movie. I guess the original remake, whatever. He had such a bigger part, and he was so much more
the dead patient.
Yeah, the dead
patient.
And
he was a bicyclist, right? Didn't he get hit by a car? And he was just scarier in this one. The patient is
but then
you hear him and it's like a voice from God saying, don't go into the cemetery. Like that was cheesy, but I really think they dropped the ball with the switch with the girl. It just, if they had kept a toddler and had a scary toddler, it's different, but the girl was not scary. And when she was saying like, I'm going to kill you, mom, like it just didn't work. Like it didn't work. So the second half of the movie.
They should have never made her talk.
It
would have been effective if she did not talk.
I think I give him kudos for trying something different. It didn't work.
I agree.
I do actually think some of the Zelda parts were good. I'm not saying as good as 89, but I didn't think they missed it on that.
What worked for me the best, and this is gonna, it's dark, but the crash, when the girl got hit by the truck, and then like the dad and the slow motion and then the funeral.
Yeah.
All of that was dark.
Well,
and
they did a good switcheroo. If you hadn't already known, which you would have to have not seen the trailers, but if you didn't know, the girl gets killed versus the toddler walks into the street and the dad's running and the truck's coming. So you think it's going to be the toddler like in the original movie. And he jumps and gets the kid out of the way. The truck steers around and the bed of the truck slams down into the street and then hits into the girl. You don't see it or anything. And then you see her head explode and blood.
I thought that was all effective. And actually, like, thank God.
Did you have one Brooke tear?
I did have one Brooke Forrester Logan tear because it was effective. I don't like to see kids getting killed on screen.
I enjoy that.
Me too.
So when did you reach over to grab the Hawkeye's hand?
I didn't.
I know. I kept telling Tim, I was like,
I had no game.
I wanted him to be
like, you like Pet Sematary? Oh, you're watching.
No, afterwards, like, if you had been like, oh, so what'd you think or something? I don't know. Look, here's the thing. It's odd, but he was there himself, so that's odd too.
I actually could have been like, oh, that was good. Like, did you like it? But I have no reason to talk to a stranger.
But it's just more like, here's the thing. Obviously, he would know you were talking to him because you're interested, but that's okay. Because if he's
what if
interested,
he's like, I've got to go meet my girlfriend. Bye.
He could have been straight. He also looked young. I mean, he looked like he was like late
20s. Now when I think about it, what was I thinking?
He was hot and you wanted to fuck him.
Oh my God, Matt, clean it up.
Oh my God, clean says the guy who put two fingers up his butt.
Well, only to tell people that I liked a movie.
So then how would you rate Pet Sematary? How would you rate it compared to
I say it's a nice, fun night out. Mm-hmm. But
so is mini golf.
So is mini golf. So there you have it.
That's it.
I recommend it because it delivers. But is it the best movie ever? Is it better than the original? No.
See, I don't know. It's hard for me to say if I recommend it. If you love horror movies, you're going to see it no matter what. So you don't need a recommendation. But I would just say it has some good setups. The kid, I think it makes it fall flat. It paled in comparison to the original. I don't know. I guess I just really like the original.
I agree. And you know what?
If someone was like, hey, I'm going to go out tonight and I'm going to see either Us or Pet Sematary, what would you tell them to see?
That's a really good... I'd say Pet Sematary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I was immediately going to say Us, but then I thought, like, I feel like Us is more polarizing in that you could really hate it or really like it. Pet Sematary, I think everyone's going to think, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's
you
like,
know what I mean?
Like
so
a,
do you want
like
a safe bet?
Yeah, it's like a trip through McDonald's.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah, you're like, oh, Big Mac, great.
I guess I would have to say if you want like just a simple, like kind of fun-ish movie, go to Pet Sematary. If you want a movie that has more to it and is a little more complex and a little darker... But I guess Pet Sematary is pretty dark, too. I don't know. They're very different movies.
Yeah.
I don't think... I know Pet Sematary is not going to make as much money as Us.
I don't know.
It's not.
Oh, no. The problem with Us for me was that, like, I felt like it was, like, this big secret. So now that I'm walking in, the secret's already revealed. I mean, same thing with Pet Sematary. But again, I think I have so much memories from the 1989 one that I like. I don't even mind seeing it being remade.
Like when Us gets remade in 2048.
Right.
People may be saying that.
They're like, oh my gosh, that scene where she goes into the fun house.
It was so much better or so much worse.
Right.
And they, mm-hmm. Exactly. So there's one other movie that we wanted to talk about that's a straight to on-demand one. Tim, can you tee this up for us?
All right. It stars Rumor Willis.
Why, grab some lemon heads?
It stars Rumor Willis, and I always mess up the title, but it is called... I don't even... Oh,
it was so memorable that
I don't even know
what
why we're doing this, but we paid for this movie. Well, Matt did. It was called What Lies Ahead.
Not to be confused with What Lies Beneath, starring Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yomi Okoke.
Harrison Ford.
And there's someone else, right? The lady that was the Mommy Dearest.
And Mommy Dearest.
Right. And Mommy...
Which I actually loved that movie.
You
I loved What Lies Beneath, not
oh,
Mommy
okay.
Dearest.
I was like, I don't even... Have you ever seen
Mommy I've never Dearest? Seen Mommy Dearest. And by the way, I'm sucking on lemon heads, so that's why I sound obnoxious. Sorry.
I'm actually looking over Matt's shoulder as Jurassic Park is playing. Jurassic World!
Yeah, it's Jurassic World.
Okay.
Yeah, that's called Hotel Cable Channel.
Yeah, but anyway, so we watched What Lies Ahead, starring Rumor Willis, and the other actress is, hang on, I'm going to give you the 411. Her name is Emma...
Stone.
Emma Stone. No, it's not Emma Stone. Hang on.
Roberts.
Dumont. D-U-M-O-N-T. She's gorgeous.
I know I've seen her in things before.
Yeah, she's most known for, apparently, according to IMDb, Inherit Vice and Bunheads.
Classic.
Love
Bunheads.
It was on from 2012 to 2013. Okay, so.
Oh, it was a series?
It was a TV series on.
So it lasted one season?
Yeah.
Was it on the Hersher Parker Network?
It was on ABC Family.
Oh.
So she looks good. She's young. She's beautiful. Rumor Willis.
Wait, how did we first? Was this Netflix or Prime?
I don't even know how I came across it.
So basically, Tim told me about it, and we watched the trailer, and it didn't look, the trailer I'm talking about, didn't look too bad. First off, we're like, hey, Rumor Willis is in a horror movie, and it just looked like two girls on a road trip, and Rumor Willis kind of goes crazy and goes after her.
Like,
so we're like, okay, yeah, we're like, cool,
this
sounds good.
Great.
So we pay $6.
I think you did. I don't even think I contributed.
Yeah, I did. I didn't ask Tim to Venmo because I didn't think it could clearly be as bad as it was. But so yeah. Then we start it, and then Tim...
Matt started falling asleep very quickly.
Well, no. So it starts, like, apparently...
These two women...
And, well, Emma, what's her name? Rumor Willis says that her and her brother... Their mom just died, and they're supposed to go on a road trip to go to the house to, like, pick up the stuff. Yep. But the brother, at the last minute, and by the way, this would never happen, brother calls and says, hey, can't make it down because of school, so I'm sending my girlfriend to go on the road trip with you. And the girlfriend he's had for 1 month, which would never – you would never send someone in your place to do a road trip.
I would.
You would. That was it. So that's the two girls.
Yes, the two girls. So that's the setup. And then there's the scene after scene after scene of the girls just sitting in the car, having conversations about nothing. And
nothing.
Then when they listen to music, it's like the generic music that they have, like, on a reality show when they can't get the right.
And, like, you're watching them sitting in the car, listening to music, doing nothing. Like, these scenes went on – I can't even describe.
It felt – if it was 5 minutes, it felt like – 50.
It was, the writing was god awful. I mean, god awful. The conversations were cringeworthy. They were such, like, filler stuff. And the acting, other than the two girls,
fine.
Were okay, but every side character literally looked like it was like they cast their friends because these people had laughable acting.
They were, like, trust me, someone who's done one. Poor short. They were all like deers in headlights. They're like, oh shit, is the camera on?
You were 10 times better than any of these people.
Thanks.
But I mean, these people, seriously, like I had Tim video one of the parts where they're at a fast food restaurant because the guy, it was so bad that it was like, I can't believe any director would be like, oh good, we got it. You know, like
oh great, no more takes. We're good. We're done.
But so the first three quarters of the movie, they're just driving and Rumor Willis is showing little signs that she's a little off and crazy. And you're like, okay, what the fuck? Get to something. What's going on? Something.
Nothing.
Well, the only payoff, and Tim, correct me because I was falling asleep by this point. It was so bad. But like... Basically, you find out Rumor Willis isn't actually the sister of the guy whose mom died. She killed the actual sister, pretended to be her, and was going to go on this road trip because she wanted to get revenge on the brother because she was an ex-girlfriend, right, who got dumped.
Do you even remember what happened at the end?
I don't, because I was asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, the girls fight in the woods, and the fight was so sad. Like, it was it was almost like, it was not purposely slow motion, like, for effectiveness. It was like, the girls were moving in slow motion. Like,
how did it end? Did they kill her? Like, did they kill Rumor Willis?
I feel like Rumor Willis did kill the girl.
Oh, she killed the bad girl, yes. Got away? But here's the thing, everyone, that we didn't even, everyone. Here's the thing that we forgot to even mention. Things like the sound quality was bad. I mean, this wasn't just... There's movies that you see that are bad because they're writing or acting or whatever. But this is... It looked like it was someone's, like, student film because sound cues were off. Like, I mean, the sound quality was bad. I mean, it was, like, amateur stuff.
And not only that, like, okay, not to, like, praise our movie, but we had, like, extras. So the girls went to a bar... Zero.
I know.
Zero,
they're
zero,
the
zero.
Only
I was
there.
Like, okay, they cleared out a bar and the two girls are talking and then these two guys hit on them. So it was like they had four people for the day.
Our biggest question was, and Tim and I were talking about this, like our biggest question was, we get that shitty movies are made all the time. And we get that they even are available. Anybody can put their movie on like Amazon Prime or like Netflix or whatever. But here's the thing. How the fuck do they get Rumor Willis for this? That's
because
the thing.
Maybe Demi stepped in and was like, my daughter in it, please.
Because Rumor Willis, not that she's been in a huge amount of movies, but like
she's a good actress.
She's done enough. And I get it why they'd want her because she's a name, but why would she agree? Like, you cannot tell me she read this script and was like, this is good.
Yeah, like, why would she even, like, I don't know if she promoted it. I mean, like, it didn't get a theatrical release. I mean, like, okay, so I did a little research.
Okay.
The director directed a short and then got to do this, but I mean, like, there's
so it'd be like if I suddenly did a feature film.
But I mean, like, I think even you or myself would know, like, hey, is this a movie? This is what I was at. Is this a movie I'd want to see? Is this what I want to put out to the public? And he said yes.
But here's the thing. Maybe when it's
maybe
the overall idea. Here's the thing. If you tee this up by like, oh, a girl, you know, cons someone into going on a road trip so she can take revenge on her boyfriend or something, that at least could be like the plot maybe like of a Lifetime movie or something. Like, and that
this
could work.
Worse than
but
a Lifetime
what I'm
movie,
saying,
but I actually think Lifetime movies are good.
But here's the thing. Like, I wasn't even talking about that. I was saying the story could have worked. It was the writing. Like, these long scenes. It was obvious they didn't have enough material for a feature, so they just kept putting these ridiculous scenes that meant nothing in there. Long car scenes that were so boring and just, it was really bad. I'd have to say it was one of the worst movies I've seen in a long time.
As someone who loves everything, I cannot recommend this to anyone.
And that's about as negative as you'll get from Tim, because he usually will compliment everything. And so
if
you're hearing that,
unless you want to torture yourself, go ahead.
It was really torturous. And I just, again, I have to know. I would love it. Tim, let's get Rumor Willis on here.
Okay. Hey, Rumor.
Dear Rumor.
Rumor, you're on the air.
Look, loved Sorority Row. Loved, what else has she been in?
Dancing with the Stars.
Loved Dancing with the Stars. Great movie. What were you thinking with What Lies Ahead? And what lies ahead for your career?
Okay, so the guy that wrote it also produced it. And this is the only thing he's ever written.
Okay, let's not say the name. Not like it's a big deal, but like, I feel bad.
No, yeah.
Because like, what if someone talked about our
shit? Movies are hard to make.
No, well, but the thing is, or someone reads your script and gives you enough notes so that they're like, hey, this scene is long and boring.
Right.
But here's the thing. You don't know. Like, I've said here's the thing so many times.
Maybe someone producer was like, hey, I'm going to edit myself, or my 16-year-old daughter's going to do it.
But who did they get? Like, who did sound mixing on it or something?
That.
Like, the one thing we learned from this short is so many different people are involved in a film.
Yeah.
And every job is so much more important than you would ever think. It's not just acting and directing and writing. Like, there's editing, there's sound design, there's the score, there's
so important.
There's visual effects, there's coloring, there's like everything. So, but the sound design was really bad.
Just
really bad.
I couldn't get past that, and just nothing was happening. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, I was like, scene after scene, I was like, oh, this is going to go somewhere. This is where the movie's going to turn and be good.
That's the thing. There's
and
not
it just
even
never
one.
Happened.
There's not one person to blame for this. This is everyone involved.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's like,
it really is.
It took a lot of people to make a bad movie.
No, but I mean, yeah. It's like, usually, can be, oh, one part was lacking. No,
I was like,
all
man,
parts.
The music was great.
All parts.
Oh, that's another thing. Like, the supposedly suspenseful parts. No music.
Oh, yeah, that was in the, yeah, again, sound design.
I was like,
you're sitting there, and it's like if you watch a horror movie with no music, it doesn't work.
But you know what? Okay, I will recommend this. Watch the trailer, because whoever made the trailer, bravo, because it got us to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know I wasn't expecting a masterpiece, but the trailer was good enough to think, like, hey, this will be cool. But come on, be honest. If Rumor Willis wasn't in it,
Maybe.
The trailer that good? I mean, the trailer was pretty good,
all
but
right.
I don't know. I think it was more Rumor Willis.
Yeah, because I'm curious. Is Rumor even 30?
I don't know. Rumor has it then.
Okay,
Rumor
well, maybe
Willis.
One day we'll actually do the work and, you know, look up Rumor Willis's age.
I actually, well, I mean, you could just click on your IMDb.
Right. Hang on.
I don't know.
Before we end this, we're going to tell you how old Rumor Willis is.
Because you're dying to know.
Everyone wants to know.
Oh, and by the way, and I've only know this because I've been starting to listen to other podcasts. People always say at the end of their podcast, like, rate, and subscribe. So if you could do that for this podcast, that would help us out because it would have more than like 3 likes on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you
if
know,
you like,
optional.
If you like us. No, see, you say that.
I mean,
that's not how you get likes.
Well,
at this
one thing
optional.
I like when I listen to podcasts, I don't want people telling me what to
no,
do.
No, but it's like I've been listening to My Favorite Murder, which I fucking love. And my boyfriend got me into it and it just is great. And these two girls are hilarious and they talk about like a real life murder. And at the end of every episode, they say like, rate, like, subscribe, or something. But I don't feel like they're pushing me. It's just like that's how you, I don't know,
get it.
To learn.
Okay,
so if you mind, don't mind.
No, perfect. Thank you.
But only rate it if you're going to say like good things. Because
she's the eldest daughter of actors Bruce and Demi.
No, I had no idea.
She won season 20 of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, she did.
And her birthday is August 16th, 1988. She's 30. And it says she's from Kentucky.
Okay, so there's a lot of horror coming out over the summer, like Child's Play, the remake is coming out soon. Ma, I can't fucking wait till Ma. I think Octavia Spencer, after Halloween, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, she's going to be great. No, Ma looks good. The Curse of La Llorona.
Oh, that opens on my birthday, April 19th.
That's true.
Gifts are not optional. I need like balloons, I need cakes.
Okay, yes, Tim is and
sprinkles.
But speaking of, but we should wrap this up.
Yeah,
but for Tim's birthday, I'm taking him to I Like Scary Movies. It's like an exhibition where is that a museum?
I have no idea.
I love
you
that we promote
tickets.
Things.
Thank
we
you.
Know we know nothing about it. I don't know. It's like they're highlighting 3 different movies and you go through like replications of the set and like it's just a fun exhibit related to horror movies. So.
With you eating lemon heads,
I know,
it sounds
I'm eating
like
lemon heads
you sound like Cindy Brady.
Do I?
Yeah.
I mean, lemon heads are good, and I
see you on the theme park.
I'm such a sucker for hard candies. Yeah,
I'm a sucker
for all kinds of hard.
On that note, Matt's sucking hard.
Look, no, I'm a sucker for all kinds of hard shit, like trigonometry,
geometry, algebra.
Geometry was easy, bitch. Come on.
You think I passed that? I had summer school.
Oh please, I can't imagine you passing pre-algebra.
You know, on that note, we're ending this. No, I actually took pre-algebra in summer school.
That's amazing. I'm choking on a lemon head, everyone. Thank you.
Well, okay, because you know you made fun of me.
It is. It's karma. I need to.
Yeah, karma's the booch.
Sorry. It is obnoxious. I'm like on a microphone chewing on candy, but it's really good candy.
I know. And we're in Palm Springs. It's beautiful
and
outside.
What do you do when you go to Palm Springs? You do a podcast inside and you eat lemon heads.
That's right. And I'm, you know.
Tim.
I'm Tim. Thank you so much for listening. Happy horror time.
Thank you.